Oh, you speak French, Logan?
I grew up speaking French. I'm from Ottawa, so I went to I went to French school. I've lost a lot of it because I haven't practiced in a while, but every time I'm back in Quebec, which is pretty frequently, it comes back like that.
I don't know, but probably your French is better than my English.
I'm
still working hard on that, but you know.
We need to talk about that too today.
I highly doubt that very much. Your English is wonderful. Sur le front porch. Today we traveled to Quebec to talk to Matt Lang.
We did. Matt, he gives himself such a hard time for his English. He was great.
He was really great. I mean, he also gave us a weather report in French, which was fun.
Not that I could tell.
No.
It's not the words, it's the speed.
It was a normal speed.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
You know, when you're like, you know what, I blame this. The Canadian French learning system outside of French speaking provinces, because that it's not useful at all.
It was fine.
Anyways,
we had a great talk with Matt Lang, getting to know him a bit more.
Did you know he worked in radio?
I had no idea.
And he can't break dance.
He cannot. No.
That was misleading.
We took a deep dive into his Instagram account and asked him to explain some pictures.
He has a brand new album coming out in May called All Night Longer. That'd be his third album. His current single is called Sweet On You. All Night Longer, the single, is currently top 30 at radio.
Yeah. So here's our chat with Matt Lang.
Sur la front porch.
Why?
Hello, Matt Lang. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. I'm super good. It's a sunny day here, and it's
Same.
Perfect.
Bienvenue sur chez le grand porch.
That's perfect for that.
That's what I said. I was like, Logan's pretty much bilingual, and I was like, well, I'm not. So if you two want to just chat, I'll be over here. this is the first time we have you on the porch. I think we've chatted about you a little bit on our website, some music that you've put out, but this is our first time, so we're going to dive right in and get to know you as best as you'll let us. So why don't you start by giving us the lowdown? Tell us who you are, where exactly you're from in Quebec, and we'll start interrupting you, asking more questions.
Perfect. Well, I'm from Maniwaki, Quebec, about maybe an hour, 30 minutes from Ottawa.
I've been there many times.
And I'm doing country music. I got a dream in my life that was, you know, to do that job. I'm going to say it like that because it's today it's my job, and I'm super happy to say this right now I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, staying with my buddy Danny Dupel from Emerson Drive.
Yeah.
Nice. And he's still sleeping right now. He probably
come on, man.
Understand. Come on, Danny.
Wake up.
he's gonna be like, what?
Listen, man, you're in my house. Be quiet. Okay, so growing up, were you surrounded by country music? Because this Quebec country music thing is a phenomenon to some of us, me especially. So what's that about?
Yeah, I grew up on, like Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash, Dwight Yoakam, Alan Jackson, like, you know, all those incredible artists. And yes, that was my music, and it's still my music today.
Yeah.
But with my family, that was always country music and, American country music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is your hometown quite small?
It's pretty small. Yeah. It's like 1400 people there.
Okay. That's small.
It's a big like territory.
Yeah. There's a lot of really small towns in Quebec. Like it's just like, Small town. They're all really cute.
Yeah.
You're an hour and a half from Montreal, but is it like a farm town? I'm trying to give me the visual. Is it a farm town? Well, what's the agriculture, all that good stuff?
Well, it's like wood industry.
Okay.
So I worked in the wood before music too.
Oh, okay.
And I think I do a lot of cool in my life because I remember I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do when I'll be you know, not all, but I can, you know, like, anyways, I study on to be a radio host.
Oh.
I study on, yeah, I st- and I did my school and paramedic too, and also like studio thing, like a sound engineer and acoustic of the of a room and everything like that. But yeah, so it's kind of like it's wood industry, yeah. There.
Interesting.
Yeah,
you went to school for a paramedic, radio, and a sound engineer.
Sounds weird, but yeah.
What a combo. Did you, were you a paramedic before you, you were,
no,
went to school, didn't do it.
So,
got it.
So I, so for that, I quit.
Got
the,
it.
The class.
Yeah.
The school.
Cool, yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I don't want to do like 7 day per week, 24 hours, because you got some, you know, 2 weeks like that and like 14 days like off.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to do it.
That's a but hard job.
Yeah, it's a hard job. Like, not only like physically, but mentally too.
Mm-hmm.
And today I think it's worser than, and I mean for schedule, not for mental and everything, because it's super hard. But yeah, I'm always gone. I got a, you know, family. I got two babies at home, and it's, you know, I'm always gone. So I don't know which,
yeah.
which job is which the is best worse, for that. But.
Yeah. Oops. That's okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So,
yeah.
Growing up in Maniwaki, was music always an important part of your journey? Did you start playing music from a young age? Or did it just kind of fall in? Like, how did you get there?
I started at the age of 14, but I was a hockey player.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah. And at this time of my life, I played hockey a lot. At 14, I played music just for fun, but not like every night, you know? Mm-hmm. I was on the ice every night, not on my room, not in my room, and you know, playing music.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Did you play guitar? Yeah, like when you were that young, though.
So the first instrument I played that was a fiddle, I think.
Oh.
Wow.
Fiddle, and after that, drums. After that, guitar.
You're your whole band.
Yeah, I was the, and you know what, like, when I was like, at, you know, at high school, more than that, like, at the age of 18, I started to play in the bars, and I was like a one-man band, you know, like, drum with my feet, and like, harmonica on my mouth, and, you know, guitar, and I sang, and that was super fun, but yeah.
You should start your shows off like that. Before your band comes.
I don't know.
It'd be kind of fun.
The band called in sick,
yeah.
So here we go.
Yeah.
How it started versus, and then how it's going, you know? That'd be kind of fun. Okay, so you grew up playing hockey. You went to school for many things. You were a genuine jack of all trades. It's sounding like to me. Lots of instruments. Did you ever work in radio or did that just, you went
yeah.
to, you did.
Yes, I did.
What the
yeah,
heck?
Yeah, I was a host. Yeah. So I worked in a radio calling, CHGA.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Maniwaki radio station. And I host a country show, but like it, that was more French country show, not, mm-hmm. you know, which I love, but that was different than English or American country.
Mm-hmm.
It's really different. Like all the lyrics are like from A to Z, it's different. Yeah.
Interesting.
But that was super fun. You know, like I don't look like that. Maybe, I don't know.
I'm just interested in you. What does your radio voice sound like?
Oh, it's, I can try, but it's, you know, French.
Do it.
Like it's
fine.
Like,
I'll just sit here blank.
I'll translate.
Alors aujourd'hui, à la météo, ce sera du soleil mur à mur, mes amis, avec un maximum de 12 degrés Celsius. Et si on regarde à long terme, ce sera des nuages. Anyways,
we got a great weather report. It was a pretty accurate weather report, actually, for what today is.
I did a lot of like a jingle too.
Oh,
fun.
Yeah. So music and everything. Yeah.
You won't give us a jingle, will you?
I'll give you a judging.
You don't have to do that. Okay. Friend.
That's funny because like... go ahead.
No, go ahead. Don't mind.
Radio gives you pretty good introduction to the music industry. I mean, I come from a radio background as well. And it gives you a good intro and it gives you like insight into that world of the music industry because it is a different world than making music and playing music. It's very interesting.
It is. And like, it's, you mean like me as a host, right?
Well, even like as like a musician, having the experience of being a host, you kind of understand that side as well.
Oh yeah, of course. And it's two different, like it's really different, but like you work for the same industry.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it like that, you know? Yeah. And when you like, I know like when you interview someone and it's just like the artist just answer by yes or no, it's sometimes it's like, oh, okay, it's going to be
an easy one.
A long interview.
This is going to be it's going to be a quick interview.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's why, like, I know, like, I'm not perfect in English and I really know that. And I'm working hard to be better on my, you know, on that language. And I really love English language. But I was always like, I can't just say yes or no. I need to explain. I need to go more than that. And I need to be more fluent. And so.
But that's also a little bit on the host as well for asking yes or no questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like for me, that was always like, I don't know, it's weird, but like I was like, if they just say yes or no, we can't like,
yeah,
I don't know, it's weird, but like as like a host or the people who listen to the interview, it's just like boring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like we don't really know that guy or this girl like more.
Exactly.
You know, anyways, like, I don't know, it's tough to explain.
No, you have that, knowing that you're not going to yes and no us for the next 25 minutes. That's what we're getting, right?
Okay, perfect. I'll do it. No.
Speaking of the language, when you first started, you know, dipping your toes into the English world of music, was that really scary?
Yes.
Yeah.
We.
But for real, yes, of course, because and I'll explain myself. I know like my dream was to sing in English, but at this time of my life I didn't speak English at all. And I'm, you know, I stayed in Nashville for like 3 months and I tried to, you know, understand, and I try to just talk English.
Learn on the go? Yeah.
Yeah. And that was hard. And I was like, if I can't, like, it's going to be tough because, like, everybody's going to judge me. Everybody's going to. And I, you know, that was really tough.
Yeah.
And again, it's like, I'm a French guy from north of Quebec. Don't know English, and I'm trying to go on the like English market, and that was like a respect for me to learn that language. Mm-hmm. And today I'm not perfect, but I can have conversation. I can, you know, I was in the bus for 45 days with Aaron Pritchett and Cora Marks and all the band, and that was super fun. They helped me for like, you know. But I think it's the time. You can't say, hey, I'm going to speak another language in one day or something like that. You know, it's more than that. It's, you need to read, you need to, just like watch TV or talk to people. And it's pretty tough, but at the end of the day, I'm super, 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 super happy about that, about what I I did, what I learned, how I learned, and like today I can go everywhere and I'm not stuck on my corner to, you know, like it's, I don't know if that making sense what I'm saying right now.
It does.
But yeah, it's that I was super nervous about that for real.
Well, you recorded your first English album barely speaking English. So that was, that's insane. How did you, we were just like, I'm just going to.
Thank you.
I'm just going to do it.
No, yeah, but and that was super, like, that was super long, and that was a long process just because Danik helped me a lot. That was one of my, he's a great teacher, but he's also French, so he can't understand how I need to pronounce it, like correctly, and that was really long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, and you're still friends after that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're still friends. I'm leaving his place, and yeah, and he's still, you know, because I still got a like a huge accent, and I don't want to lose my accent because it's where I'm from.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's important for me to, when I sing, it's like I need to lose my accent. I need to say the word correctly and the twang and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Well, like the rhythm, it's more than just a language. It's like when you guys like are when someone is fluent and it goes for French or English, but it's just, of course, it's the language, the accent, and it's also the rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you know the rhythm, it's more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you know it's tough because you need to learn more than just the language.
It is tough because it's also like a different way to hold your tongue, even like when you're speaking. Like a different language, like I know that when I was a kid, I pretty much had a French accent, which is weird because my parents don't speak any French. But like the teachers would tell us to hold our tongue in a different spot when we're speaking French versus when we're speaking English, and it's very interesting.
Yeah, and it's like we don't like for example, you guys pronounce the H and the TH like the or but for us. If we don't speak English, we're going to say the.
Yeah.
Not the. You know, it's it's weird.
It's funny, though, because, like,
on my song.
It's funny because the French language, like my dad's name is Albert. So in Quebec, people have a hard time saying his name. It's Halbert.
Yeah. Yeah, because we put the H.
Yeah.
I don't know why, it's weird.
My dad's always like, you can say an H, but you can't say an A. What's happening?
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember, like, we got a, in right where we want it, sometimes I say, like, air in the hair, but H and no H. I'm like, I think we... we did the line for 2 hours, and he was like, "No, that's not. That's not this.
That's not it.
You need to put a H." I was like, "Yeah, but air. It's not hair. No." And, that was hilarious.
That's funny. Have you found
good old days?
Have you found that the English market has been very welcoming?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
cool. I was super lucky because the first time I was with Jay Ward at this moment, and we released Water Down the Whiskey, and we goes on the charts, and I was like, okay, that's really, really nice. And like I won top of the country also with on Sirius XM and you know CCMAs and all the people, like from Sirius or radio station, was really, really patient with me, and they knew like that wasn't my first language. And every interviewers or host or whatever, those guys were really, really patient. And for real, I today I can say thank you to, you know, like everybody on the market because they were really patient with me and my. How I learn, and I'm still learning. Sometimes I know I'm like, no, it's not like it's not correct what I'm saying, like verbs and everything. But yeah,
that's funny. Was it interesting to see? Like, you had a number of charting singles like right away from that first album. Were you like, one, what have I got myself into? Because now I have to try and speak English to all these people frequently because I'm on the charts and they want to talk to me all the time. But also like, wow, people really like this music.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I don't know. It's, I think people like what I do. And that's why I feel lucky. I feel really lucky because it's, of course, the radio are there and everything. But like, we are, you know, sold out every night. And it's like, it's, I'm just, sorry for that again, but I'm just lucky for
Yeah.
To doing my job, you know, I'm super lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. How was, you mentioned it a little bit, but you were on the bus for 45 days. How was the tour with Aaron Pritchett and Corey Marks? I feel like this would have been late nights, but a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be my last time.
Forget that. I get
it. No, those guys, I really love those guys. Like, and not only Aaron and Corey, but all the whole team. Mm-hmm. That was really fun. And again, they were really patient with me because I'm the only, first of all, I entered in the bus and I was like, hey, I'm Matt and we're going to be stuck for 45 days. And we're going to, you know, cross in Canada. But for real, that was super fun. And yeah, those guys are really, really incredible. Like, as an like artist, but also like human, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
What you see, like what you see, it's like, for example, Aaron is one of the best, you know, like, I don't know how to say it, but, he's a real man.
Yeah.
You know,
like what you see is what you get. He's actually like who he says he is who he is. Right.
Oh yeah.
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 That's pretty great. Cause sometimes people have like their personality that they share with people, you know, because they are a performer and they want people to like them. And then they're an asshole behind the scenes. And that's great when that's not how it goes.
Yeah. Well, on that tour, that was, you know, all real human there.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like, oh, he's a French guy and I don't mind. And like, no, that was super, super fun. Yeah.
And you were on a tour bus the whole time, right?
Whole time.
Holy.
Yeah. How do you?
And I sleep every night on the bus. Sometimes we got hotel room, but I really love the, you know, like the tour life and the tour bus. I love to sleep in the bus too. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be afraid of getting like car sick, like motion sick.
Not for me.
No,
I'm just like, but so I remember the first tour we did, that was with Tebe. And I remember like after the first week you search in your, like your repair, like where I am, you hit the wall and like you wake up like that because you just like lose your mind. But after this, it's fine. Like, you like it. And I remember for 45 days on the bus in a row, when I wasn't, like, for the first time in my bed, I was searching my repair again. Because you don't, you're not moving, you no noise, no, like, it's weird. So it's, yeah.
Huh.
Is it a good word for that? It's a big adaptation?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Nice, word of the nice day. One.
I learn by myself.
That was a nice one. I feel like you were easy to get used to the road life then, because so many people are like, there's rules on the bus. There's a schedule. It's hard to adjust to moving and sleeping, and it takes them the whole tour to get used to it. Then they get to go home and they're like, finally, I'm home. And you're like, I get used to it. And then I go home and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I think I'm a pretty simple simple man. And I don't mind about that. I love what I do and I love, like, the people. And
it's all part of loving what you do, right, is getting to do that part. So you just really got to embrace it.
Yeah.
45 days in a row on a bus. That doesn't sound terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd be able to do it.
It does. No, it sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I was just kidding. You have fun doing that. I'll stay home.
Oh, yeah.
I'll stay home. Okay. Let's talk about your current radio single, All Night Longer, is like in the top 30, which is great.
Yeah. I'm super happy.
Yeah, and you've just released another single, Sweet On You. So is there lots of music coming this year? Are we building up to an album? What's the tea?
Of course. So I'm going to release my next album, my third album. Mm-hmm. So it's the fourth album, but the last one was a cover album. Mm-hmm. It's called Moonlight.
Yep.
Because I released a Rum.
And it's the same. That was a talking point I needed to
cover. Okay, I did. Okay.
Sorry. You're good at this.
Can we rewind for 10 seconds? So yeah, it's going to be my third album, or original album. And I'm going to release that album in Montreal on May 9th. At the MTLS. So it's a big venue. And I'm super happy about that. It's almost sold out there too. And I'm super excited because More was 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to play some new stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So why don't we talk about the new song that just came out, Sweet On You. What's that one? Haven't looked it up. Did you write it? Did you have friends write it? Who'd you work with?
I'm always working with Danik.
Yep.
But we received that song, and that was it's a fun story. Like, I received the song, and by the time, like, I listened to the song, and I was, like, you know, like, send the song to my team, and by the time we did that, we received a call, and they said, no, so you can't take the song anymore. It's
on hold
to somebody else. Oh, I'm like, no. Oh man. Okay. So I said, yeah, John Party took it. I'm like, oh, cool.
Well, at least you're good taste.
I can't say the F word, but I was like, oh
yeah, you can.
Okay. Okay. Fuck. anyway, so yeah, I was like, okay, it's fine. But like maybe a month after that, I received like the email and said, hey, you know what? You can take the song because it's free now. He's not gonna do it. I'm like, oh, perfect. So let's do it. And we
did like, the song. Why didn't he want it anymore? Why didn't he like it? You didn't think like, huh? No.
No, no, because I think it's a good song. And
oh yeah,
you know, like it's different because we got a country guitar twang. You know, when you feel a song, it's you know, and. In this, like, of course, I can write my songs, but it's not my first language. So when I receive something good, I'm just like,
yeah.
And if I feel the song, of course, but I'll do it.
Yeah.
Why not? So I did it, and it's my album's gonna call All Night Longer too.
Okay.
So yeah, it's. I don't know. It's just a feeling, you know. I was feeling the song, and
yeah. What's the new era? What's the new album? What's the new era of Matt Lang with album number 3 overall?
It's Matt Lang. You know, like it's sometimes it's we tried some more pop thing, mm-hmm. but it's pretty traditional too.
Yeah.
In the same time. Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know how to say it. It's maybe another. It's polyvalent. Like everybody can.
There's something for everybody.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's yeah. It's for everybody.
For everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You see me look straight at him. And go. What the
fuck? I saw your face. You're like. Huh?
I was like, let me search back into my dictionary here. Yeah. So I. Yeah. Getting ready for our chat, I was scrolling through your Instagram, and I have a picture that I came across that I would like you to explain.
Okay.
He's like, oh, shit. What did you find?
I think this was when you had an appearance on TVA. It was a couple years ago. You said that you were doing some breakdancing on TV.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Do you breakdance?
No.
So that just looks good.
It's because it's a story behind that. It's I just say like yeah when when you want to cruise, like flirt with a girl or something like that in the bar. I was the guy who, and I just, you know, that was just for fun because I was like, I can do it, but I need to found a story for that. So I was pretty, you know, I'll use that word, but cocktail in the bar.
You were a few drinks. And, okay.
The girl said, if you do the worm, I'll do it. I'm like, perfect. And I did it.
Oh. You also did it on TV.
It's stupid. And I did it. And in the same time at this TV show, because we got a ritual with my band. So we slap. My guitar player slapped me on the face. Stop, stop. And the host says, oh, yeah, it's weird a little bit. But the host say, can you do it to me? I'm like, no, I can't. Yeah, go do it. And I did it. Stop. Right in the face on live TV. That was, you know, hilarious. But yeah, that's my explication for the breakdance. Gotcha.
So next time we see you, we should not slap you.
No. Well, you can if you want. Like if you if you say, can we do the ritual? Of course. But you're gonna have some.
I don't know about that one. Why is your ritual abusive?
No, but it's just like, I don't know why. It's for real. It's stupid.
Where did it come from?
I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, Jenna, I really don't know.
You should go. That's how you should wake up Danik. I got to do the ritual.
Yeah, bye. I don't think he's going to be happy. Hey, Danik, talk.
Time to get up.
Only if you get it on video.
And then you'll have to find somewhere else to stay when you're in Nashville.
Yeah.
And that will be the end. So are you playing? Do you have any festival announcements this year so far?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. We got this summer, I think we got 29 festival.
Holy moly.
In 3 months. And after that, it's going to be a huge, a good year for us. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where are you most excited to, are you playing anything new? Some new spots that you haven't played before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you most excited for? Can you?
I'm super excited for the, there's a lot. That's why. There's a lot.
You don't want to.
I'm playing in Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu in Quebec. It's a big festival.
Mm-hmm.
And also in Calgary.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of spot. But yeah.
So everyone across the country will be able to see you at some point this summer.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Everyone listening, go get your tickets.
Is there anywhere you haven't been in Canada yet that you haven't played? Actually, I guess the Aaron Perchette tour.
You mean everywhere. Festival? Probably. Yeah, we like for real. With Aaron, we play
every single province. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of shows, like 39 shows, I think.
Yeah.
Across the country, and yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the people know, like, Aaron songs. And Corey's songs too, and also my stuff. So that was super, like, that was insane for real.
Yeah, that was a cool tour.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Matt, we're coming up to the end of our conversation here. We've been talking already for half an hour, so that's pretty cool.
Time flies.
Yeah.
What can people expect from you in the next couple months?
My English is going to be better. All right, the guy just answered yes. But yeah, that like upcoming album, and if you guys, I don't know, it's upcoming, shows and tour.
You're everywhere,
and yeah, I'm excited about that.
That sounds like not very much sleep. Actually, it sounds like you're going to be very busy.
Oh, yes. It's with two babies at home also. Aww. It's going to be tough, but it's perfect.
How old are they?
So my little boy, he's 2 years old now. And my little girl, 10 months.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, congrats. That's really cool.
And you haven't shoved a little baby guitar at your son yet because he's old enough?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? That's what I thought.
You got guitars and also cowboy boots.
Oh. Nice.
And like all the stuff. And also the pod, not pods, but like headphones for shows.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And every show he got his place backstage with my boys there, my technical crew. And he's... You know, my girlfriend sometimes there too, and they are like always like, oh, that's like, it's done. So he clap his hands.
So cute. Yeah. Okay, I don't know how much of the internet you want your children on, but it'd be really cute if you have like your little mini me on your album cover. I just think that would be such a cute, so cute. Make him grow his hair. Oh, he's so cute.
Yeah, he got a mullet too.
I called it.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, thanks so much for joining us. It's been really great getting to know you a bit.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks for listening to another episode of On the Porch with Front Porch Music. We're so lucky to be able to chat with artists and make episodes like this one. If you like the podcast, remember to rate and review us and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. It's the easiest way to support the show. Remember to check out frontporchmusic.ca to keep up with new music releases, exclusive artist interviews, and more. We'll catch you again on the porch in a couple of weeks. On the Porch is hosted by Logan Miller and Jenna Weiser, and produced and edited by Jason Saunders. That's me. Our theme song is written, produced, and performed by Owen Wigley.